Hey everybody, this is Boontini from Minecraft Off the Record, and I am here recording my horse journal for 7/23/2012. Now, on this journal, I would just like to talk about how my decision to move to Buffalo has affected my life. Well, first of all, I would just like to say, this started to affect my life even before I moved, in high school, I didn't really have the best grades in the world. I flunked my freshman and sophomore years and had to go to summer school a lot. I was lucky that in my junior year, I did not have to go to summer school because I decided to take an alternative to make up for the credits. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. That was the one year that I went out to Buffalo for the summer to visit my older brother, Joe the Widget Wilson. And that summer, we made the deal that if I got good grades, I can move out and live with him until I can get my own place and all that other stuff. So I was like, heck yeah, I'm in on that. So I graduated the next year. Due to that whole motivation, that motivated me to get good grades, and I eventually graduated with a 3.5. And now, here I am in Buffalo, New York, with my own apartment, my own job, and all sorts of other good stuff that has happened in my life. In California, one of the hardest things for me was to find a job. I mean, jobs were almost impossible to come by, especially for me. I mean, I was lazy, to be completely honest. I was lazy when it came to finding a job. I would not go out and look. My parents wouldn't encourage me to go out and look. They wouldn't push me. When I came out here, the first thing that Joe did was push me to get a job. And that really, really helped. I eventually did get a job, and from then on, it all went uphill. Until I got fired from that first job. Then I got my job at Darien Lake, and got my apartment, and all this other stuff that has happened. Another thing that was different from my experience in California is that I've got some good friends out here. In California, I lost contact with all my friends, and to tell you the truth, I didn't really have the best of friends. I mean, the one person that I considered a friend and then that I knew for a long time was Ty Moore. He was a really, really good friend of mine. My so-called best friend, Tyler Bivens, we hardly ever talk anymore, and I've lost contact with him, so I can't really call him my best friend anymore, to be honest. I mean, when you lose contact with a friend, it kind of loses the friendship and all that other stuff. But the friends that I believe were the most close in California were the friends that I made in my junior and senior drama class. I mean, those guys were awesome. I mean, I had this one friend, Cody Ferguson, who was the most funny guy you will ever meet in the world. He was absolutely hilarious. Well, anyway, back to my experience in Buffalo. I don't really have a lot of friends over here. I'm still working on that, to be honest. I'm not a very outgoing and just open guy, except when I'm in front of a mic, which is pretty awkward for me. Even if I'm talking to myself, it's still kind of weird. Anyway, I've been trying to get out there. I've been contacting my coworkers and all that other stuff. My coworkers are very, very nice people. And they are always willing to talk and just enjoy themselves whenever they're on break or have nothing to do. So, I really like those guys. But yeah, the main thing between Buffalo and California is that I finally have my own living. And I've got an apartment over here, which is a big plus. I mean, I've got my own living quarters and all that other good stuff that comes with owning an apartment. And all the other bad stuff. It's been a learning experience being out here in Buffalo. It really has. Yeah, I can't say it's all been all fun and games because it has not. It has not. I have been recently struggling to get my mortgage up and... Not mortgage, sorry. Rent and my deposit and all that other stuff with my bills and my utilities. It's been tough, but that's the challenge of a man, if you ask me. I'll tell you, the challenge of a man is to go through all that struggles and see how he deals with it. And I've been dealing with it pretty well. So, I guess I would say I'm getting there. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting there. I'm still quite young and I still have a lot to learn, to be honest. Well, thank you all for listening, and I hope you really enjoy my Quest Host Journal. I know it's a short one, and I've been trying to drag it out as much as I can, but thank you once again, everybody, for listening, and I'll speak to you all later.